coming to you live from the Guide Dogs for the Blind campus in Boring, Oregon. This is Shane Davidson, and you have another edition of the Audio Guide Dog Training documentary podcast. Hope you'll enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. And now, on with the episode. For July 2nd, 2012, you've reached the final edition of the Guide Dog documentary podcast. We are back in Ottawa this time, not in Boring, but we'll head back to Boring for graduation here in just a minute. My name is Shane Davidson, with my yellow Labrador Golden Cross, Cleveland. Now an official graduate of Guide Dogs for the Blind, Oregon Class OR227. A couple of notes. I'd like to first apologize for the extreme delay in getting this podcast out to you, the listener. It has been a month of settling in, of getting to know my area, repatterning routes, training the dog that the bathroom is not a great hangout spot, and eating tubes of toothpaste also is not a good idea. We'll discuss a lot of that after we watch my graduation ceremony. If you don't want to listen to my ugly voice during graduation, use the fast forward button. I listened to that DVD and kind of went, really? That's me? Anyways, we'll get on with the next month of what happened the month after graduation and where I am now after we actually watch. Well, in this case, you'll listen to me graduate. Without further ado, let's head back in time to May 19th, 2012, to beautiful Boring, Oregon, and the Visitor Center of the Guide Dogs for the Blind campus, and witness this graduation.
I'm Betty White. As you probably know, I've been an animal nut all my life, and I'd like you to meet my little friend here. This precious puppy has a very special job to do. He's going to grow up to be a guide dog. Guide Dogs for the Blind is a stellar organization, offering lifelong partnerships to people who are blind or visually impaired, free of charge. Please, give to Guide Dogs for the Blind. You'll find them on the web under guidedogs.com.
Hi, I'm Teresa Stern, Alumni Association Director at Guide Dogs for the Blind, with my guide dog, Dario. Today, we celebrate the graduation of a new class of students and their guide dogs. As you watch the ceremony, you'll learn more about what it means to be partnered with a guide dog. But first, we invite you to watch our short video, Soulmates.
Interdependence is, and ought to be, as much the ideal of man as self-sufficiency.
It's all around us. The power of interdependence. But in a world that values the self-sufficient and self-made, we often fail to appreciate it or notice it. Even the harmony and beauty of one of the best examples of such mutual dependence, the relationship between a blind person and a guide dog. A relationship that's about more than being able to go to the grocery store or ride the bus alone, or do all the things sighted people can do. To have a guide dog is to embrace all those things in life, the experiences and little moments we take so for granted that give one joy and purpose. Life, after all, is a lot more rewarding when there's someone to share it with. To have a partner who likes to sing along to your favorite songs, who doesn't mind getting up at 5 a.m. for a walk, even when it's raining, who can be as silly, or as serious, or as sensitive as you. Someone who understands you in a way no one else could. Who you trust with your life every single day. Blind people describe their guide dogs as their soulmates, best friends, even mind readers. It's a connection so powerful, perhaps only they have the capacity to understand it. But we can all appreciate it. Finding such a soulmate doesn't happen magically, and certainly not by itself. It happens because of all the people who believe so passionately in the power of this partnership. The puppy raisers and dog trainers, veterinarians, mobility instructors, the volunteers, and everyone in between. A web of support that doesn't end with the graduation ceremony, but is there for a lifetime. It takes a whole community to find that soulmate. But most of all, it takes time. Time spent getting to know each other, one-on-one, learning each other's strengths, personalities, idiosyncrasies, how to communicate with one another, developing a relationship everyone can learn from. A partnership that will take them a lot farther in life than down the sidewalk.
Guide Dogs for the Blind, 888-884-DOGS. Visit us on the web at guidedogs.com or at our national headquarters located at 350 Los Ranchitos Road, San Rafael, California, 94903, or at our Oregon campus located at 32901 Southeast Kelso Road, Boring, Oregon, 97009.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Dan Rawlings, and I'm the training supervisor for this class, OR227, that's graduating today. And I want to just take the opportunity to thank all of you guys for being here this afternoon. Turned out to be, wow, it was a great week for us working our dogs out in Portland and all the other places we went to. Certainly today turned out to be a great day. You guys obviously all decided you didn't want to do any yard work. We appreciate that. So thanks for coming out here. Today, obviously it is, we are going to recognize the folks who are graduating here today, but we also want to take the opportunity to recognize many of the folks that make it possible for all of us to be here today. Let's talk about our donors. We have an excellent group of donors that contribute to our organization throughout the year in a variety of ways. We have a number of fundraising events. We have, you know, just the time that they come out here and spend with us. So I just want to take a quick opportunity. If you've contributed to our organization financially, thank you very much. We greatly appreciate it. I'm certain our clients really appreciate all the contributions and the work that goes into putting all the donations and things like that together. Another group that I want to recognize is our staff. There's not really a lot of opportunities that we get to thank all the folks behind the scenes that make the day-to-day operations happen around here. We have, you know, an outstanding group of folks in administration, the kennels, maintenance groups, and of course, you know, most people are probably familiar with our training staff. You know, but we also have, you know, our veterinarians and things like that. So we want to thank them. I think it's a fair testament to our organization. We don't have a lot of turnover here, and I think that speaks volumes to just the desirability to be here and be around here. I've been with Guide Dogs now for, in July it'll be 22 years. So most, you know, if you ask around, most of our staff is fairly senior because we really do enjoy and love what we do here. So. Let's see, another group to recognize is our volunteers. We have an outstanding group of volunteers that help us in so many ways. We have folks who do volunteer driving for us. We have folks that help out in our kennels. We have folks that help out in our administrative office. You probably met maybe a handful or so of some of our volunteers as you came through the doors today. They're here to help out with graduations and do tours and things like that. So we're very thankful and very appreciative of our volunteers. Another group that I'm going to kind of single out, they definitely fall into the volunteer category, but that is our puppy raising community. We have, you know, without question, an outstanding group of puppy raisers, and we could have all the money from a wonderful group of generous donors. We could have an outstanding staff. We could have, you know, a wonderful base of volunteers. But the truth is, there's no way that we could do what we do without all the work and effort and energy that our puppy raising community does for us. If any of you guys have ever raised a puppy or a small animal, you have just a hint of how challenging and difficult it is to take a puppy and raise it to about a year, year and a half. All of the things that they find themselves and they get themselves into, and then they tear up and they pee on the carpet and everything, right? So now compound all that with all the socialization and all the outreach and all the club meetings and all the group activities and all those wonderful things that our puppy raisers do. So myself personally and certainly organizationally, we can't thank you enough for all the work and effort that you do. So I just want to say a thank you to all those groups. So thank you guys very much. So before we get going too far, the next thing that we have on the agenda is just a quick slideshow presentation. It just has an encapsulation of how we get to where we are today. After that, one of our senior instructors, Nancy Denier, is going to introduce all of the clients and dogs graduating today, and then we'll do a brief demo after that. So again, thank you guys all for coming out.
Many people come together to participate in this mission. Let me introduce you to the Guide Dog community. At Guide Dogs for the Blind, we create partnerships between people and dogs and help to unleash the potential in both of them. The people who come here for a guide dog do so for a variety of reasons. They may be business people, college students, parents, lawyers, or teachers. They have hobbies which might include traveling, shopping, or playing music. They want to get to the airport, the bus stop, the doctor's office safely and on time, and they want to do it independently. What dog can fit all these needs? What dog can sit quietly under a desk all day and then jump up ready to move when it's time to leave? Where do you find a dog that is focused, hardworking, and loving? Pairing a dog and a person is a unique challenge. We look for dogs that offer a variety within the breed that can meet these variables. Throughout the world, the Labrador Retriever is recognized for its versatility. And you'll note that most of the dogs that we use are either Labradors or crosses with Golden Retrievers. We also use Golden Retrievers. Our dogs are born in the whelping kennels in San Rafael, California. At 8 weeks of age, the pups are given out to raiser homes where they live for about a year. The volunteer raisers are an integral part of our community. They provide very important early socialization training. They housebreak the pups and teach them good house behaviors. They take them to stores and school, to work, all part of their introduction to the world. At 14 to 18 months of age, the dogs return to the kennel, where our dedicated staff of professionals and volunteers begin formal training and caring for the dogs at the campus. Our instructor staff uses what's called the Balanced Educational System for Training, or BEST for short. One of the more interesting aspects of this training program is the use of treadmills to introduce the concept of pulling in harness. Training is based on building the dog's confidence through repetition, positive reinforcement, praise, and the appropriate use of food rewards. As training progresses, the dogs learn to stop for curb edges, turns, and cross streets. Eventually, the training advances into more difficult areas and working near heavy traffic. As the training cycle nears completion, we start looking at the profiles of the people who will be coming into our class. During the matching process, we work with the person to learn about their daily activities and lifestyle. This gives us a good idea of what the person needs in a guide. Prior to getting their dogs, students learn the commands, hand gestures, and body movements needed to communicate with their dogs. They receive their dogs on dog day. The dog lives with them in their room here on campus. Obedience exercises and workouts are done daily. Early in class, the students work their dogs on basic routes in downtown Gresham, Oregon, and San Rafael, California. During the final portion of training, students learn the technique to work with their dogs up and down stairs, through revolving doors, on country roads, and they experience many different areas to help prepare them for their home environments. On campus, we have caring veterinarians, canine welfare technicians, and instructor assistant staff that help care for and train the dogs. We nurture our dogs through breeding, veterinary care, socialization, and training. Just as people have their own unique talents, the same is true for dogs. Not all dogs that are raised for our program go on to become guide dogs or breeder dogs. Our Canine Buddy program matches specially selected dogs to become wonderful pets as companions to visually impaired children. Others are chosen for their community work and go on to work in search and rescue or pet therapy. Some enter hearing dog training, cancer detection, or diabetes support programs. And finally, some do not find alternate careers, but go on to become loving family pets. Last but not least, I'd like to give a special thanks to our donors. Guide Dogs for the Blind provides a lifetime scholarship to each qualified graduate. This lifetime scholarship encompasses everything I've mentioned, plus postgraduate support services for the life of the dog. We don't just say goodbye and good luck to our students when they graduate from our program. We stay in contact. We assist with veterinary care and help guide people through challenges they may be having. We help with access issues and educating the public. And we're here when our alumni need to return for a successor dog. Our commitment to each person is costly, and we're grateful for the generosity of our supporters. Thank you.
I'm Nancy. I'm a class instructor here at Guide Dogs for the Blind, and I get the pleasure of reuniting these great people with their equally great dogs. Before we get started, there are a couple more people that we want to acknowledge, and they are really one of the other backbones of our organization, and those are our canine welfare technicians. While our instructors are out training the dogs, they stay behind and take really good care of the dog's physical and emotional welfare, caring for their medical needs, feeding, and playtime. So you'll see them around. They're in the blue jackets and blue shirts, and I'd love for us to give them a hand. So our first graduate today is Mr. Martin Collicott. He's from Orleans, Ontario, Canada. And today he's graduating with Kiefer. Martin's a retired accountant. He enjoys curling and all of the joys of retirement in general. And he's also a proud grandpa. Kiefer is a black lab, and he was raised by Aaron, Caitlin, Gary, and Colleen Fettig of Monmouth, Oregon, and Chadian, Mario, and Hannah Kosla, and Susie Ebuck Kosla of Palo Alto, California. And he's being presented today by Colleen, Gary, and Aaron.
Hi, everyone. Just want to, first of all, thank Puppy Raisers and GDB, and thank you.
So Kiefer is our second puppy. Our first one graduated about a year and a half ago and is a working guide in Utah, and Kiefer now is our second. So he was a real blessing to have. We had him since he was a puppy, and he was a into all sorts of trouble, just like most puppies. But the biggest thing about him is that he didn't want to share the pull toy with you. He wanted to take the whole thing, and he'd like to hold the end that you were holding. So we had to teach him to hold the other end. A few other things is the first time he saw stairs, because we have no stairs in our house. It was quite a while before he saw stairs, and he took one look at him, put his feet straight out in front of him, and said, "No way, I'm not going there." But with a lot of work, and like any obstacle, he will work for food. He needs that little tag on his side. He'll do anything for food. So he went over any obstacle he had, he overcame it with just a little training. He was always willing to give it a shot. So he's just a really lovable, trainable guy, and it was a blessing to raise him.
Thank you.
We're with the Willamette Valley Paws for People, which is Marion and Polk County in the valley down there. And we have a certificate here for to help pay for the harness for Kiefer.
Thank you very much. All right, our next graduate is Shane Davidson. Shane's from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and he's a full-time student, part-time babysitter, and a computer genius. And today, Shane is also graduating with a genius, his dog, Cleveland. Cleveland's a male yellow lab golden retriever cross, raised by Shauna Beardsley of Beaverton, Oregon, and Aaron and Jennifer Hockley of Vancouver, Washington, and being presented by Shauna and Jennifer.
Good afternoon. I'd like to say thank you to Shauna and to Jen for raising such an amazing dog. He's a pleasure to work with and a pleasure to play with on his downtime. Also, thank you to the staff of Guide Dogs for the Blind for making such a great match. Thank you.
Before I forget, this is a check from Sightmaster South Puppy Raising Club, which is a club I'm a part of, to donate money towards Cleveland's harness. Okay, I can do this. I wasn't planning on this. Cleveland was my fourth dog, and he was just so much fun to raise. He's my first dog that I started from a puppy, and gosh, he was just so much fun. Just a big boy, always liked to play, party, swim, but then equally as great, just working. He loved working and is very good at being professional most of the time. Thank you so much for my friends, family, for always supporting me and in raising all my puppies that I've done. Thank you so much for my workplace. I work at Parkway Vet, and all the employees there, my coworkers, are just great with helping me train all these dogs and supporting me. And Dr. Steve Haley for all of his loving care that he's given Cleveland and all my other puppies in the past. Thank you so much. And more importantly, Sightmaster South Puppy Raising Club, thank you. Lori, Whitney, all of you guys, all your wisdom, guidance is always appreciated, and all your patience definitely is appreciated. So thank you.
Cleveland was the first dog that we've helped raise. We got him when he was a little bit older, over a year, and one of the first things we noticed is he loved to play. I went to go take the rope, and he knew what to do and was like practically pulling me across the floor right away. So it was really good to see that he and Shane are paired up together, because both of them are very energetic and love to play, and I can tell them rolling around the floor, they're going to have a ton of fun. Also glad that he's got some God kids that he likes to hang out with, and that way Cleveland will have someone to play with too. So hope you guys have a lot of fun. I think you guys are going to be a good pair.
And Dave Ingebretson is our next graduate today. Dave lives in Bellingham, Washington. He's a professor of geology at Western Washington University. He's an avid bird watcher and has turned most of our staff into avid bird watchers as well. And he can identify nearly 100 birds by song alone. Yeah, that's really cool. And Dave also enjoys boating, and his new shipmate is Sporty. He's a male black lab raised by Donald and Kathy Young of Fairfield, California, and Diane Young of Sacramento, and being presented today by Don and Diane.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, at first I'd like to say I was here 10 years ago, almost, and have my wife sitting in the audience of almost 45 years with a guide dog, Fritz, who's now retired. And I thought I would let Don and Diane know a little bit about what I'm going to do with Sporty. We're going to do with Sporty. 10 years, about 3,500 days. I fed him about 7,000 times. Picked up about 1,800 pounds of waste. Also, I don't know if you know how old you are when you're a billion seconds old, but it turns out to be about 32 years. So I've known him for about 300,000 seconds. And I've enjoyed every minute of it. He's changed my life for the positive. This is just so great. Everybody else has talked about all the other things, so I thought I'd tell you a little different here. So, okay, thank you.
Sporty's actually the 11th dog my family has raised together. He started with my parents. So I'm lucky enough that they get all the housebreaking and I get the easy part.
What do you do for your kids? Housebreak a puppy.
But the first thing everybody says when they see Sporty is how regal he is and how stately. And it's true. When you get that harness on or you put that jacket on, he is ready to work and greet the world. And when is the next person coming to see me? But don't get me wrong, he knows how to bounce. Those long legs of his are spring-loaded. Give him a minute and he will be gone. And he's very confident. From the day he hit the backyard, he was, this is my world and let's go. And he's ready to go. So enjoy every second, every minute, and every year to come. He's a go dog.
I just want to mention, everybody says how hard it is to raise these puppy and how much work it is. You just have to walk around with one and see all the smiles that you generate, you know, and you hear the, oh, look at him. And you know they're not talking about you. They're talking about the dog. So it's not hard to do. It's so much fun, you can't believe it.
You're welcome. Our next graduate is Mr. Jerry Letzkus. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Jerry's a veteran, and he works with disabled vets as an advocate to help them go through the VA system and get back on their feet when they return from war. Today, Jerry is graduating with Coltrane. Coltrane's a male yellow Labrador golden retriever cross raised by Linda Prosser of Polesbow, Washington.
Thank you so much for the folks who to help make us so proud to have our guide dogs to help us in the future to get around better, and thank you very much.
Coltrane is my first guide. So I'm very proud of him. He's not my first puppy, but he's my first guide. When Coltrane came to me in January a year ago, my mother couldn't remember his name. She never knew John Coltrane and jazz. He loves music. But every morning she would come out and stand at the gate where he was, and he would sit quietly and wait, and she would scratch his head and she'd say, good morning, beautiful. and she always called him beautiful. So I told Jerry to be sure and say good morning, beautiful, to him in remembrance of my mom. The guide dog slideshow and video talks about it taking a community to raise a guide. And I certainly found that I could not have raised him by myself. I was part of a wonderful, am a part of a wonderful puppy raising club, the Navigators in Kitsap County in Washington. And I appreciate so much all of their wisdom and their encouragement and their support, especially our puppy leader, Sharon. But it took my church, my Sunday school kids, who were very good with him, Addie, who's here in the audience today, who always sat next to me so she could be close to Coltrane, my PEO group, everybody in our whole community of Paulsbow. They knew us when we walked in the market at Central Market, or we went into the quilt store or to Rite Aid, or everybody asked about Coltrane and how's he doing and is he going to make it. And I have been telling everybody in Paulsbow, he's going to be a guide. He's graduating on Saturday. So you have a whole community, Coltrane, who are up there saying, good for you, beautiful. Good for you, beautiful. I'm so proud. I'm so glad.
You want to say something? Our next graduate is Kristen Singer Woodard. Kristen's from Boise, Idaho. She's a full-time student of Boise Ed, or Boise State, studying elementary education. She's also the proud mom of a two-year-old boy. And today, Kristen is graduating with Nicolette, a female black lab raised by Kathy, Caitlin, Taylor, and David Hammersley of Battleground, Washington, and being presented by Kathy.
So I really don't know what to say. I know that I really appreciate the puppy raisers. This has been the hardest but the best 2 weeks of my life here training with this dog. I can say that I am now able to hold my head up again. And it's an amazing experience. And I just want to thank everybody at Guide Dogs for the Blind for showing us how to be independent people. And given us this chance, and to you for raising her and giving me my perfect match. Thank you.
So Nikki here is our sixth dog that we've raised. She's our fourth working guide that's graduated, and then we have two others that became breeder dogs, her mom and her grandma. I can't say that I really raised Nikki. Nikki pretty much raised herself. She knew what to do. She was on a destiny, and she was just very easy. She went with me everywhere. She was the highlight of the gym. Everybody loved to see her sitting by the treadmill while I walked on it. And when I went into the locker room and she had to go in the shower with me, she wouldn't be content to sit on the outside. So I have to say that people always come to me and tell me, they say, I could never do what you do. I could never give this dog up. And I just tell them, you know what? This is foster care. I'm loving this dog. I'm teaching it. And then it's not mine to have. I get to give it away. And we work from day one to get to this day and every day afterwards, which is to give sight to somebody who doesn't, to be able to do the things that we take for granted. So I am totally thrilled. I think this is a wonderful match. Kristen and Nikki are great together, and they're going to go and do wonderful things. And so congratulations.
All right. Last but certainly not least is Nancy Stevens. Nancy lives just over the mountain in Bend, Oregon. She's a retired social security worker, and she enjoys hiking and skiing and biking, and she's also a singer and musician. And today, Nancy is graduating with Apple. Apple's a female yellow lab raised by Lindsay Eastbrook of Grants Pass, Oregon.
Not yet.
want to hang on to her until I...
Hello, thank you so much. Really want to say thank you to everyone. It really does take everyone to make these teams happen, and I'm going to sing you a song called It's a Pleasure to Know You. At least I'm going to try to sing this song to you. it's a song that I learned back in 1997 before I got my second dog, and I was sitting there, and I was just kind of feeling sad about, my first dog retiring and everything, and I started singing this song to him, and I went, man, this is a perfect song to sing to the dog. So I started singing it. I sang it to my classmates at the beginning of the training, so I'm going to sing you the chorus and my favorite verse of the song, and we'll see if I can do it. And I just want to say thank you to Lindsay. She's so composed, and I'm like, oh, thank you so much, and I'm just like, blubbering away at her, and she's raised 7 dogs, and I just think that's really incredible. Started her senior year of high school, and I'm just super, super impressed. And Apple is such a good little girl. So I'm going to sing this song by Carl Williams for you, and we'll see how it goes. And I think Apple won't howl along. She's kind of used to hearing me sing now, so. Okay. It's a pleasure to know you. It's a pleasure to see you smile. It's a comfort to know we'll share the road a while. Pleasure is fleeting, comforts are far between. It's a pleasure to know you and the comforts you bring. They say life's a journey, a highway from birth to death, a map of despair, traveled in hopelessness. They may believe it, but just between you and me, the trick to the traveling is all in the company. And it's a pleasure to know you. It's a pleasure to see you smile. It's a comfort to know we'll share the road a while. Pleasure is fleeting, comforts are far between. It's a pleasure to know you, comforts you bring. It's a pleasure to know you and the comforts you bring.
Apple, she was my 7th puppy, as Nancy said, and she's an energetic little female, full of life, loves to get up and go, and she loves to work, so she's doing what she loves. And every time I come to these graduations, I'm impressed at the job Guide Dogs does with placing them, because I don't think they could have found a better match for Apple. So I wish you the best, Nancy, as you guys start your new journey.
Thank you. So.
Great. Well,
Well, on behalf of the staff and instructors of Oregon Class 227, I want to wish all of our students, now graduates, many, many happy and safe miles with their new guides. And now I'm going to hand the mic over to Dan and Katie for our guide work demonstration.
Thanks, Nancy. So before we actually get going with the demo, I just want to say a couple quick things, too. You may have saw them in the background there, but I definitely want to recognize and say thanks to the team of instructors that worked with everybody in class. Obviously, you guys met Nancy, but there was also Molly Combs, one of our senior instructors, and Katie Anderson, one of our new apprentices. So thank you guys very much for doing a great job. So let's go ahead and so Katie's going to come up and, oh, I forgot. What is her name again? Kenyon. Thank you. Very, very handsome male black lab. Yeah. So before we actually do the guide work portion of the demonstration here, Katie's going to do a little bit of obedience just to make sure that Kenyon is focused and paying attention. We use obedience more just for that, just for focus, just to make sure that we know that the dog is relating and communicating with us, just so that we know that we have their attention. They're not distracted by other things going on in the environment, that type of thing. So the first thing that Katie did was just a couple of sits and downs. She just made a long leash, and she asked Kenyon to stay. Doesn't look like he's doing very much here, but he is doing exactly what she wanted him to do. She'll pat her left side and ask him to do a heel. And he happily comes over, and of course you can see Katie reaching into her food pouch, and as some of the raisers mentioned this earlier about how willing the dogs are to do just about anything we want for food. So it is true, right, guys? So she gets him back in position here. She's going to make a short leash, and then she's going to put her harness on him. So come on, Katie, you're slowing us down here, kid. Just kidding. No, take your time. So you might notice a slight change in demeanor in Kenyon as the harness goes on. Usually the dogs do recognize that it's work time, but at the same time, they're pretty eager and happy to head out, and they know that they're going out for a walk or getting ready to go for some work. Once she gets all set, she's going to give him a forward command, and as they take off across the stage here, Kenyon actually has a choice, and he's going to choose the ramp, and that's totally fine. When they get to the first corner here, Kenyon's going to find an overhead. And at this point, they can either go around, depending on how high the overhead is. It's an overhead for Kenyon, not necessarily Katie. But depending on how high it is, they can either duck under it or work around it. Katie chose to duck under it, and that's completely fine. She'll give them another forward command, and they'll move around all the obstacles there that are kind of set up around the perimeter of the room. You might notice that they're moving at a relatively good pace, and just like riding a bike, The little quicker you go, the little bit more better balance you have as you go along. He's happily going to come up here, probably put his front feet up on those steps, wag his tail, and look for a reward from Katie. Yeah, she's going to tell him he did a good job, give him another forward command, and step up back on the stage here. Yep, you'll notice he'll shake off and happily wag his tail on that halt command. Yay, good job. You can help Katie, give him a lot of praise. Alrighty, and just for fun, we're going to make Katie and Kenyon go in the opposite direction just so you can get a better look at Katie. Sorry, Katie. So as they take off in this direction here, Kenyon has no choice. He's going to stop at the top of the steps here, and I'm sure he'll happily wag his tail and look back at Katie for another reward once she probes out and finds that first step. She'll give him another forward command, and they're just going to retrace their steps as they go around the room here. And for some of you fellas, you might notice that Katie's doing this in heels, and this is impressive to me, just because I don't think I could stand in heels, and Katie's doing this at a pretty good clip as she's going around the room. You also might notice that at some point, I'm sure Kenyon's thinking, this is the stupidest route I've ever done. But so he's coming back up to this overhead again here. He comes right up to it, wags his tail. Katie finds it with her hands. This time she's going to choose to work around it, and that's totally fine. Once they get past this, she's going to tell him forward again, and same thing. He has a choice. He's going to choose the ramp, and either on this side would be totally appropriate. It doesn't matter. So he's going to happily work her right back up to the center of the stage here. She'll give him a halt command. And again, you can help her give him a lot of praise. Good job, Kenyon. Good boy, buddy. So I just want to say a couple other thank yous before we actually conclude our ceremonies. I do want to say thanks again to our puppy raising community for the outstanding work that you guys do. I also want to recognize some of the puppy raisers who may not have had the opportunity or the chance to be up on stage and have their dog graduate. I don't remember who it was, but a couple people have said that, you know, they've raised a number of dogs, but you know, only a select few or whatever have made it. So I know there's a lot of bragging rights within the puppy raising community about who comes up on the stage here. So, but the reality is the work and the effort and the energy and everything that you do that goes into the dogs, even the ones that don't make it up here, in no way diminishes all that energy and work that you do. So again, we are very indebted to all the work that you guys do for us, and we really truly appreciate it. So thank you guys one more time. Yeah. And then the last thing I'm just going to say is for any of you folks who are interested in the tours, if you have already set that up, the tour guides will meet you guys out in the front of the visitor center area here. They will be holding up the different colored paddles, so be on the lookout for them. And there are also some refreshments and some drinks and some little snacks out in the front of the visitor center here. So again, thank you guys very much for coming, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you for joining us today. On behalf of Guide Dogs for the Blind, we'd like to congratulate all of our new graduates. We hope you'll stay in touch and that you'll invite all your family and friends to visit us on the web at guidedogs.com. All the best and happy travels.
Thank you, Teresa, for that ending. Just in case you missed it, the instructors for OR227 were Michelle Nancy Denier, Molly Combs, Katie Anderson, and Cindy Davis. You heard Nancy during the graduation DVD. You've heard Molly previously on these podcasts. And as well, you might have heard Nancy and Katie throughout the podcasts previously as well. And of course, our training supervisor was Dan Rawlings. What has been going on since I got home? Well, it's been a settling in time. For those on the lodge listening to this, you would have gotten my updates. I don't know how to put this stuff into words, but needless to say, it is a life-changing experience. And I don't want to waste time going through it all, because I'd be here for hours. Some special thank yous, though, before I end this training documentary podcast. I'd like to thank those who follow me on Twitter, Cindy. I'd like to thank those here in the Ottawa area who have provided me valuable direction and instruction. My field manager, Chuck Ferrugia, based out of Michigan. My Twitter followers who have dealt with my ramblings and rantings as I've run into issues in the home environment, including, as I said, eating tubes of toothpaste. It is a life-changing experience. Have I given up the cane completely? No, because there are some times when using the cane is sometimes easier than the dog, especially on new routes. If I was looking at getting a guide dog, should you give up your cane travel skills? No. You should always be able to use that cane. What happens if the dog is sick or what have you? Use that cane regularly, you know, in intervals. You know, if you're just going to the dumpster, you know, like I've got to do here, use the cane. That keeps your cane skills sharp. On new routes, take the cane with you so you've always got it. You know, the instructors always, always said that. Anyway, with that said, that'll be it for the training documentary podcast for the series. Once again, I apologize for the delay in getting it out. I hope you enjoyed the graduation, and as you can hear, it's time to get out of here. From Ottawa, Ontario, this is Shane Davidson with Guide Dog Cleveland. Goodbye, everybody. And that ends this episode. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, you can leave a comment on the blog post that you downloaded this thing from, or you can email Shane, S-H-A-N-E, @shane.net. Hope to see you next time.